BMW was, Mr. President.
Were you there?
No, I got a report from John Kelly, though, whom I set up, and I have to admit, I was scared to death of that one.
Well, I was a little scared, but you got to do the things that are tough.
Well, you, my God, John said that when you came in, there was just a gasp and a sigh of surprise.
Well, the surprise is what made it.
Well, I was holding my breath for the whole hour that you were gone. I had heard, of course, I talked about Bill at the interview. Every session up there has been terribly emotional and tough, you know, rough thing. And
when I got through with them, though, they were cheering, crying and everything.
Oh, Karen said it was an unbelievable emotional thing. That they were completely buoyant. And, well, that's magnificent. I was so damn worried about the thing.
Well, now one thing I want you to do is a personal thing, and I just talked to Henry about this. Chuck, I want you to get somebody, and I think Goldwater's the man, to take Teddy on that disgraceful statement he made.
Well, I absolutely...
Goldwater, somebody that's got guts and fire.
I think Barry might be just the guy for that, too. Dole hasn't really had the guts, but it's what he's doing, but Barry might just be there.
Is there anybody else?
Let's see.
Pat, or no?
Goldwater would be good if it could be Pete, just a few
months.
All
right.
It was an outrageous statement. I don't know whether you've seen it.
I just heard it, and that's enough.
Well, just outrageous. Really outrageous.
Blood of rotting in jail and camps.
What he said is that Kennedy accused the administration of lack of imagination and excess of pride in dealing with the war and the prisoners issue with the Paris Peace Talks. If necessary, he said he would have crawled into the room if not getting the POW back. Crawled into the room. God damn. What we are going to do, he said, is just stand behind the flag and let them rot.
Right.
Really,
well, now somebody's got to take him on and hard tomorrow, or I'll have to. Now, God damn it, I don't. I must not, but I want somebody to do it. If it's Haruska, anybody.
Now, let me get a hold of Goldwater tonight.
Yeah.
Ask Barry if he will do that. And I might just get him mad enough.
What about Agnew?
No, I wouldn't give him that.
Well,
I don't think he would be the right one.
Teddy has to be slapped, and slapped hard on. Yeah, what was his? The same thing?
No, his was...
You're trying to keep the war going?
No. What he said was that no president in history had lied so much about anything in the place where he had an idea of that. Outrageous statement.
And nobody's answered you. What's the crisis the matter with our people?
Well, I said it, John. I said this morning a very tough answer to him. And I think he's going to use it. I trust he is. I believe no one's going to use it.
Why don't you have... Get hold of Rogers. Have him have a little guts and take that on. Yeah. Well, you call Rogers, not tonight, but tomorrow, and he is to ask him to take on this damn Hartke.
Let's see whether Laird does. If Laird does, the thing I sent over to him was a letter demanding an apology that then recited for 2 pages every statement you have made on Vietnam, every commitment you have kept, and pointing out that you said on a certain date that you withdrew from the troops you did. I'd like to escalate that because I think that's the kind of thing that turns American people off. I really think they're
Archie's thing didn't get much play, but on the other hand, we should play it.
Well, that's right, because it helps us. When the other side is that irresponsible, it's our people. And as the Kennedy thing would go into hell of a lot of people. But that's he's the fella, we're going to get used to that. We'll do that all the time. The reason I'm sure he'll never be elected is because people just won't vote for that. That's sickening. Crawl into the room. That's it. It's in our advantage to escalate that.
Right.
And if that kind of a statement makes him look bad, maybe. But you really turned it into putting the job. You said they were cheering and they were stomping their feet. They were excited beyond words, and the people around him were just so thrilled. If you had taken that 2-day meeting, which really was a very, very difficult session. Turn those gals on the way you did it. Cut the political tension down. I hope the press were there. I didn't get a chance to ask them.
Oh, I didn't ask them to come.
No, I didn't.
But they had press there to cover Mel, so they'll cover something, but probably find one wife that didn't agree and quote that.
Well, they had pretty good coverage on that news that day. The gals that were on were okay. That was me. I didn't see it, but I heard it before.
All right.
By the way, I was very stupid. And I felt very stupid when you called me today about that letter.
Yeah.
I
had to call you because they were in the room and they said, for Christ's sake, you're moving. I said, I know we have.
No, but you know what we did? I'm stupid that I didn't think it was going to be called. I called the chamberlain and raised all the time with him and said, well, we only went after Democrats. That's what you told us to do. And they're absolutely right. We told them to crank up the Democrats and the Republicans would be able to be talking to be
get all the Republicans.
Well, now we will. Decided to concentrate the fire.
Yeah, I know.
The places on the letters to the Democrats and to write everything.
Right, I know.
So we go into every chamber in Michigan to write to the two Democratic candidates in Michigan to get about the Republicans. So,
yeah, I understand.
That's why we got four of them in the Democratic so, and they were more on the executive phone calls and telegrams from all over the country. I didn't write that with chambers.
Right.
We had to write in on the Democrats.
Get the NAM to call, too.
Well, we had to do the NAM, the AFA,
have them call people. Call them.
So they're going to start a phone campaign tomorrow morning. I'm going to start with the Republican leadership. So tomorrow morning, they'll be calling me to say, turn off the heat. But, we'll have that done. It was interesting, 4 minutes on the CBS News tonight, I thought he was a black vice president.
Again? Yeah.
They really filled it up. Dan Rather came on and said it became the number one issue.
Which way is Rather? He's for Muskie?
No, I'm sure he is. He's dead. But he just had one interview after another with people criticizing Muskie. And his conclusion was that whether he intended it that way or not, he is. His campaign has started off the way Romney did with brainwashing. The net effect of it was very negative. They had Kanye announced in Detroit. They talked about the fourth party, and they talked about the black and now challenge is going to be in the primary.
Yeah, good.
That was quite a devastating story.
Now, let's keep the heat on, though, with regard to support for the president and the economic thing. We've really got to hit that damn thing because we can't let these people get off the hook on that.
On the economics?
Right.
Oh, hell no. As I told you, Maury Sam's going to tell us that he's the first cabinet that he has now since Congress. He has now stepped out and really struck it. He was on CBS News tonight.
Was he good?
And what he... You know, I've been trying for 3 weeks to get somebody up on the hill to use the partisan obstruction experience.
Yeah.
And Maury used it in press conference. But I don't believe that political prevarication or partisan obstruction is a moving attempt to put down the Democratic senators.
Why don't we say that the Democratic senators, the Democrats in the House and the Senate that are delaying and obstructing are out of step with the country?
And that's the phrase that makes them mad as hell.
Out of step.
And they are. That's convincing. We are getting a lot of support from the CEOs. I don't know whether anybody showed you the ad, but the citizens may run against the Washington Post full-page ad. But it was damn good, and it's prosperity is a job for everyone.
Right.
And unfortunately, prosperity is going to be signed by elements by President Trump.
Good.
Really good people.
Keep slugging them.
We put money into it, but we'll be thinking about it.
All